Welcome to MMBT, a podcast dedicated to music, movies, books, and TV shows. I am your host, Emilio. All right, so on today's episode, we're going to be talking about the new Star Wars trailer that just recently got released here. And my thoughts and opinions on that. So I'm going to probably take this in a twofold method here. So the first part, I'm going to kind of go over the trailer. And then the second part, I'm going to go, hey, here's what I think is going to happen. So if you haven't seen the trailer, stop now and pause or do what you need to do. Watch the trailer and then hop back over here and listen to my thoughts on it. You know, the trailer came out and it was sort of like, oh, we're having it and here it is. And it kind of threw me because I wasn't expecting it this early, but I guess, you know, it is going to be coming out, you know, in 8 months here, and we're already 3 months into, 2019. So it made sense that it would be coming out. You know, it's interesting that they are opening with Rey in the desert, you know, kind of harping back to kind of what they did with both Anakin and Luke, where at some point they returned to the desert from where they came. For Anakin, that was, you know, episode 2 with the Attack of the Clones. With Luke, that was Return of the Jedi. It's interesting that they are taking that approach and going back to that. Now, whether, you know, she's actually going back to where she came from, or it's a different desert planet, you know, we don't know. But it is interesting that they're kind of doing that same kind of idea of taking the main hero, heroine of the trilogy and placing them back in the original setting of the desert that we originally saw them in when we first meet them. That to me was kind of interesting to see. The other thing that I thought was very interesting is how much we saw of Leia in the trailer, especially with Carrie Fisher being dead. It'll be interesting to see how much of a role she has in it, considering that they did put a lot of her in to this trailer. A lot more than I thought they might, which leads me to believe she's going to have a big role in the movie. The other thing that I found interesting was the fact that you have Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker, voicing over the trailer, which was very interesting as well to me. And it'll be interesting to see what comes of that. You know, and then finally, just the way they ended it with her showing her full Jedi abilities makes me go, on all this. So we'll see where all this goes and what happens and all that fun stuff happening there. So now on to sort of the part two, you know, what I think I'm hoping for, what I think is going to be happening here. You know, you're not getting a lot from this trailer because it's definitely a teaser. From what I'm gathering, we're definitely going to see somehow, you know, something to do with the Skywalker lineage. I am kind of hoping that maybe we're going to find out that Rey and Ben Solo, Kylo Ren, are actually twins, are actually like Han Leia's twins, and we don't know about it. My other thought is that, you know, they haven't really talked a lot about Mara Jane, and it looks like they're trying to somewhat loop back into original canon that they said they weren't going to do to appease some of us who were pissed about this, that they had said, no, we're not using it. And part of that would be maybe having an appearance of Mara Jane, and maybe somehow Rey is Luke's daughter that he didn't know about, that Mara Jane had to hide away for various reasons here that we might find out about. Either one of those I think would be a great storyline. And kind of would bring back some of us who have been disappointed with this trilogy, and how things have been going. I'm not holding out hope for either of those. I have a feeling more likely is going to be about redemption of Kylo Ren, and him, becoming Ben Solo again, and sort of claiming that Skywalker lineage back, and maybe somehow resolving this idea of the good and the bad, the light and the dark, which is a concept actually that is in the what was canon. This whole idea that Luke was trying to get rid of this good-bad duel thing that was going on with the Jedi and the Sith, and trying to merge the two together. And there might be some of that going on here too. Which I would be happy about. Like, you're somewhat using what has been written to create a new storyline like you have wanted, but still honoring what people have been reading about for the past, 40 years here. I also think that maybe some of this is not going to be as neatly tied up as we would like, with Disney having their Disney Plus thing coming out here and talking about Star Wars TV shows on that. So there might be something going on there where we're not going to get as nice and neat episode 9 as we would like to wrap up the trilogy, because they're hoping to pine us into buying Disney Plus and watching some of those Star Wars shows that they're saying they're creating on there. So we'll see. Part of me hopes that they aren't doing that they will wrap up the trilogy kind of nice and neatly like they have done in the past, and the TV shows will be something different. So I think that's about what I have for this episode. I thought this was a great way to kick off the season, was to do something with Star Wars, and let me know your thoughts, comments, all that kind of stuff. Either reach me on Twitter or on Anchor. You can leave me a message. There's a great voicemail feature on here that you can use to let me know your thoughts. I am planning on trying to use those messages in future episodes somehow, and I'm probably going to start tweeting out questions and asking you to leave voicemails for responses so I can use those in future episodes. Until I have another podcast up, peace, love, and joy to all of you out there in listening land.